Cain, Grant, and Bridget spent most of an hour searching the immediate area, looking for a point of entry into the strange construction. But other than the spires and bumps, there seemed to be nothing but deep snow.
I think it got buried.
Huh?
It's been here a long time. The natural weather patterns cover everything with snow over time.
Guess we're making our own entrance.
Cain produced a compact toolkit from inside his Arctic jacket. The kit contained several compact tools, including a lockpick, a glass cutter, and a digital lock jammer. Cain pulled out a handheld buzzsaw and snapped together an acetylene torch from the leather pouch.
Why would anyone design a building that needed to be constantly dug out of the snow?
Maybe the owner preferred it that way. Abraham Flagg was, by all accounts, a fascinating and unique individual. He liked his privacy.
So Lakesh was saying back at the base. But what's the big deal about all this anyhow?
If that military record was correct, there's a strong possibility that Flagg gained control of an ancient Anunnaki artifact. It's that artifact that caused him to go into hiding.
What sort of artifact?
A weapon.
We've located the knife, but there's one hell of a complication. Millennialists got here first.
Damn. How many?
How important is this thing? Be honest now, Baptiste.
Why? Do you think you have a chance to snatch it?
I think they're crap odds and we're better off making a tactical withdrawal, but I'm willing to listen to counter-arguments if you have any.
How many?
12. All of them armed.
I think counter-arguments will have to wait.
Grant, these ice rats have got us outgunned and outnumbered, and it sounds like the only thing stopping them from shooting us where we stand is the equipment in this lab. Let's use that to our advantage and get ourselves out of here while we still can.
Bridget and Cain rushed through the lab.
You're crazy! We can't just...
Cain's right. I don't much want to get shot in the head today, so let's get back to the Mantas and call this one a bust.
But the Anunnaki blade...
This isn't the time!
Bridget's arm snapped up and she thrust the TP-9 handgun at Cain's face.
Whoa! Sorry to be dismissive, Baptiste.
No!
Cain dropped to the floor in a forward roll. Still rolling, Cain spun, tracking Bridget's arc of fire with his own weapon. He saw three Millennialist guards sprinting to keep pace with them.
They've stopped shooting!
But they are following.
I guess they want to make sure we stay away!
The scrambling figures were fanning out across the lab, checking every area with grim efficiency.
Check everywhere to ensure there aren't any other intruders in the laboratory.
Cain jogged along the balcony toward the doorway of the trophy room.
Let's just keep moving before we run into their backup.
Ahead of Cain, Bridget was passing through the open doorway into the room at the apex of the buried laboratory when an arm snapped out from off to the side of the open doorway.
What?
Cain saw Bridget being yanked backward, her heels sliding along the floor by a large man dressed in a thick coat with a fur lining. Cain raised his sin-eater, taking aim at the man, pulling his companion across the floor.
Try it, and you'll execute your girlfriend here. Now, why don't you put your gun down?
Better yet, why don't you put my friend down and we'll settle this like men.
Cain! You're coming up the stairs, boxing us in! Time's run out!
Not yet, it hasn't!
The bullet passed Bridget and slammed into the goggles worn by the man holding her. The guard staggered backward, his grip faltering around Bridget's neck. Bridget shifted her balance, struggling forward and flipping her assailant over her shoulders. The man crashed to the floor.
I'm fine, Cain! Let's go!